It's fantastic how many different things you do. You know, I mean, we've got a harmonica here because Stevie's about to do another with a harmonica. How many instruments do you play?
I play 5 instruments: piano, harmonica, drums, organ, and radio.
Because someone once said who was here, who, like you, in fact, was blind, said that, in fact, because one is blind, that one has greater awareness in the other senses, like hearing and feeling and so on. Do you think that's true?
We use our hearing, I'll say, more than a person that can see. But I feel that if a person that can see, if you listened a little more, you would be able to also develop that sense. It's very important to listen. I do feel that being blind sometimes makes you maybe not judge a book by its cover, because sometimes, you know, you see a girl and you say, I can't talk to her because it's an ugly chick. She is ugly. You know what I mean, Mr. Davis?
Yeah! How do you get the vibrations that she's a gorgeous chick?
Well, it depends on how much you look around at her. We have an ability to look. We have an advantage over you. We can look another way that you can't. You see, touching. Fingertips.
To the vision in our mind. be alive.
Shifting breezes grace the inner.
show yourself you care. There's no waiting for you before it's too late. There's time for wait till your heart's no longer we'll be right back. Seems as bad to me came this melody, so I've tried to put in words how I feel. Tomorrow will be for you and me.
Little one that I adore. Hey, little girl, my heart. working for survival, but my mind is far from clear. Standing on the edge of nothing, waiting for my time, and hanging in my emptiness, I find there's something lovely, lovely. You're the only thing, my love, that makes my life worthwhile. Time to time I find myself going every which way. In my solitude I kneel and pray. There's something lovely, lovely in your eyes.
In your eyes.
Something to give me peace.
And now So, for me to be, as they use the terminology, high when I'm standing right on the earth is a little too difficult for me to deal with. You see, I have experienced marijuana before, and I experienced it because I wanted to know what it was about. But I was with a group of people that were very, very honest and not jive and not into a lot of different jive things and whatnot, just doing it for just to see what it's about, let's check it out. And I didn't like the experience of it.
Just one marijuana experience that was negative in that?
Yeah, Joe, I did, because I was very paranoid. I got very paranoid because the music started getting louder and I was listening to music in my mind and said, oh, this is a drag. This is really a drag. And I didn't like it. But I know that it you know, it can be positive and that it's positive for some people. But for me, it's not necessary. It's like, I like the taste of beer. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the way that it makes me feel. I feel like I'm about to die.
We'll be right back. education. On so goes at depot stations. I would listen with much patience. For two relatives who told the tales that they were told to pass ahead.
Not afraid for those who believe I will say.
And if you're thirsty, I will quench you with my love. And if you're hungry, I will feed you with my word. And all I ask of you is that you love as I do, as I do. And if you lose your way, I lead you to my love. From a sinful life, I send you in my creation bears a witness of my love. I should know it's time for the world to. The only love that can bring peace is. So won't you try? People have to run, pay no mind to. So won't you try, try Jack Blue.
Jackie Wilson. You can go on and on and on. But the reality is this. We have been blessed to give through our music a message that touches the soul. And the truth of the matter is that right now, the young people need you. Because you got all kind of people talking about killing, calling women bitches and hoes. You know. But the reality is this, that we know that without the woman, there can be no man. So with as much as you know, as we know, as I know, as you know, as everybody knows, we enjoy the feeling that creates the ooh-ah sound. We too have to perpetuate life, the real meaning of it. Because it's only because of a man and a woman, no matter what they went through, whether they're together today or not, they are the ones that made it possible for you and for me to create music. And we have to give everybody that same hope. Because if we don't do that, you know what? You know what we are if we don't do that? We are just another. trust in the day.
Sometimes get from just writing the song, just writing, and then I start playing the clarinet or whatever I put on first, and it's just the feeling that it's there. And you sometimes get further away from the song, and you change this and you change that, not on purpose do you do this, but a lot of times from that distance there is growth. But sometimes from the distance you lose the pureness that you first had from just creating, and not having words. So just the way that you form your mouth to get the feeling that you want, you lose. And a lot of the stuff I've been doing lately, been listening, say if I don't have the words to a song, I listen to the demo that I did, and I will then say, look, this is where I want to get, and I won't do the song until I'm in the same kind of mood, the mood I can remember back when I first write this song. Music is a gift of life. It's a toy that our supreme being gave us to express our joys and our sorrows. And to even in moments of sorrow, give us the peace and the ability to be strong enough with the joy that's in us.